and Voice News, the Global Link.
Government to monitor maize exports following removal of export ban. Expert warns that fuel tax relief losses could exceed 3.8 billion kwacha. And preparations underway in Equatorial Guinea for arrival of Pope Leo XIV. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamono. Vice President Mutalina Lumango says government will monitor maize exports to other countries following the removal of the export ban. Recently, government lifted restrictions on the export of maize and millet in a bid to support farmers and increase their incomes. Speaking during the Vice President question and answer session in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Lumango said the monitoring is intended to ensure that only appropriate quantities are exported to protect the country from food insecurity. The government cares for the people of Zambia, therefore it will not do anything that will cause food insecurity in the country, said Mrs. Lumango. Mrs. Lumango explained that the decision to lift export restrictions was made because the country currently has a surplus of maize with adequate reserves due to a bumper harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season. She stated that with another strong harvest expected in the 2026-2027 season, exporting some maize will help generate revenue for the national treasury. Mrs. Lumango has assured the public that government has everything under control and has further urged farmers to avoid selling all their maize, encouraging them to keep some for household consumption.
You cannot sell. Please let us monitor our people. I know we want to vote, but let us tell them clearly. You have grown maize, and some of them under FISIP. FISIP is maize that is sponsored by government. You harvest, I'm going to give very few, you harvest 50 bags of maize, and you sell everything. And then you come back and you say, you need to be paid. It's an Zambia. It's an Zambian culture. When you want to be almost a beggar, you don't have to.
Government has enacted a new law classifying vandalism and theft of critical infrastructure as non-bailable offences in a move aimed at curbing rising cases of damage to essential national assets. ZESCO Limited says the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026 introduces tougher legal measures targeting crimes involving the destruction, theft or damage of key infrastructure including electricity distribution and transmission systems. The power utility company says under the new provisions, individuals charged with these offences will no longer be eligible for bail and will remain in custody pending trial. The law specifically criminalizes acts such as the stealing of or intentional damage to infrastructure including railways, roads, aircraft facilities and, importantly, electricity distribution and transmission systems, said ZESCO Limited in a statement issued to RCV News by its Corporate Affairs Department today. ZESCO Limited has also described the amendment as a significant step towards deterring criminal activities that have long disrupted electricity supply and affected public safety and economic stability. The company noted that vandalism and theft of electricity infrastructure have resulted in substantial financial losses over the years, as well as prolonged power outages and disruptions to essential services such as water supply systems. The company has urged members of the public to remain vigilant and report suspicious activities to law enforcement agencies and further reaffirmed its commitment to working with government and security agencies to safeguard critical infrastructure and ensure reliable electricity supply across the country. Business consultant Mubamba Sichilongo has warned that the 3.8 billion kwacha in revenue the government has lost due to fuel tax relief measures could continue to rise beyond the initially projected period. Mr. Sichilongo says the situation remains uncertain in the immediate future despite efforts to cushion consumers through tax relief. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sichilongo noted that while the relief measures were intended to ease pressure, fuel prices have continued to rise not only across Africa but globally, prolonging the economic impact. In the short to medium term, the situation may persist, with fuel prices likely to keep increasing unless there is a positive shift, particularly in reduction in crude oil prices, said Mr. Sichilongo. Mr. Sichilongo further explained that the global surge in fuel prices has already caused damage to critical infrastructure and economic systems, warning that a return to normal conditions may take considerable time. He emphasized that without significant improvements in global oil markets, the financial strain on government resources and consumers is expected to continue.
So it is possible that the 3.8 billion tax relief offered may continue to rise even beyond the initial period that government had put in place. It is a situation where the immediate future is uncertain, and even with the relief, we see that the increase in fuel, not only in the country but in Africa and in the world as well.
Health Minister Alex Katakwe has announced that the government has allocated more than 69 million kwacha to rehabilitate the water reticulation system at the University Teaching Hospital UTH Adult Wing. Dr. Katakwe acknowledged that the current piping infrastructure is outdated and in urgent need of replacement. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Dr. Katakwe explained that the Ministry of Health, in partnership with the Ministry of Water and Sanitation, has launched a program to modernize the hospital's water system. The House may wish to know that the Treasury has already released 69,747,828 kwacha for this project, said Dr. Katakwe. He added that the procurement process is currently underway, with rehabilitation works set to begin as soon as it is completed. Dr. Katakwe was responding to a question from Chama North Member of Parliament Yota Mutachalo, who sought clarity on measures being taken to address the inconsistent water supply at the UTH adult wing. The minister also assured that the upgrade works will be carried out without interrupting the hospital's water supply.
The government is mindful that the existing pipe work is aged and requires replacement. Accordingly, the Minister of Health, working in collaboration with the Minister of Water and Sanitation, has embarked on a program to modernize the hospital's water recirculation system. The House may wish to note that the Treasury has already released 59,747,823 kwacha 59 ngwe for this project. Procurement processes are underway and rehabilitation works will commence immediately upon conclusion.
In African news, preparations are underway in Malabo, the former capital of Equatorial Guinea, to welcome Pope Leo XIV, who is due to arrive on Tuesday. It will be the fourth and final leg of the head of the Global Catholic Church's 11-day visit to Africa, having previously traveled to Algeria, Cameroon, and Angola. Some 8% of the country's 2 million inhabitants are Catholic, but the only pope to have visited before was Jean Paul II, almost half of a century ago. Residents in Malabo are happy that Leo is coming. Coming up shortly, Israel and Lebanon agree to end the ceasefire, Trump says. This and for more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures.